Okay, I'll just get started with the lesson. Today I have to explain a little bit about the two Jerusalems because I made a major mistake in my understanding, so I have to correct the mistake that I made.
Oh, to Jerusalem.
Yeah,
Okay.
because we've been talking
Yes,
about the Jerusalem.
right. 今天 Tim 要特别来跟大家再重新讲一遍这个耶路撒冷，两个耶路撒冷的这个故事。他说他之前讲的有一些不对，要调整。
Okay, so anyway, we'll name our sins to God the Father and say an opening prayer first.
好，我们现在先向天父认罪开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time and the opportunity to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间跟机会，能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message today, that we will be enlightened regarding your plan for our lives.
我们希望今天能够好好的专注在你教我们、教导我们的，让我们能够知道你对我们生命的计划。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告应着主耶稣基督之名。Amen。
Amen. Okay, and remember the word Amen means we believe that, and our faith comes from the Word of God. So really we're saying we believe what we pray and that it's coming from the Word of God.
哦，还大还记得 "Amen" 的意思是我们相信，就是我相信啊。那在我们相信这个，我们刚刚所祈祷的，都是从神而来的智慧，而我们相信，我们都可以得到我们所祈祷的。
Okay, that's a really important word. We had the word Amen when Abraham believed in the Lord for his salvation. And it says in Genesis chapter 15, 6, it says Abraham believed the Lord, but the word believe there is Amen. He Amen the Lord.
就是在创世纪15章第6节里面呢，亚伯拉罕就第一次跟神说 "Amen" 啊，说他相信啊，神给了他一个完整的救赎。
And Abraham is recognized as one of the heroes of faith. And, he had amazing faith, great faith, and that's why he could become what we call the father of the faith.
亚伯拉罕呢，他是在这个历史上，我们把他称之为信心之父啊，他真的是有非常强大的信心，是一个在信心上的一个伟人。
The writer of Hebrews tells us about Abraham's faith and the faith of other heroes as well in Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书的11章里面呢，有特别啊，这个把亚伯拉罕作为信心之父做了一个定义。
And there's a verse today we'll look at as an introduction to talking about the future of Israel and the future Jerusalem. And this is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10.
我们今天呢要来看的这个经句呢是希伯来书11章的10节。那这经句呢在告诉我们，后来的以色列，就是以色列以及耶路撒冷建成的一个意义。
Yeah, we've already seen in Hebrews chapter 11, 19, how because Abraham believed in the resurrection, meaning the resurrection of all believers, that he was able to sacrifice his son because he thought that God would bring him back to life.
在希伯来书11章19节呢，他提到就是因为亚伯拉罕他相信神可以让他死里复活，所以他也相信神可以让他的儿子死里复活，所以他呢就仿佛就从死中得回了他的儿子。
And we have the same example of Abraham's faith, but relating to the future Jerusalem, and this is in verse 10.
而我们也再看一看希伯来书11章10节，啊，这边呢，这个经句是讲到了这个未来的这个耶路撒冷城。
Because of Abraham's faith, and his faith here means the word of God. Somebody had told him about the future Jerusalem, and he wasn't imagining it. It didn't come from his own imagination or his own ideas. somebody through an angel teaching or the Lord himself maybe, somehow he had been taught about the New Jerusalem.
我们要先了解啊，所谓的这个 faith 就是信心呢，它其实是来自上帝的话语。那这个亚伯拉罕呢，他相信即将要到未来会有的耶路撒冷城，那这个概念绝对不是他自己想出来的，而是有天使神的使者告诉他的，而他就相信了，因为这是神的话语。
Now we see many times actually the Lord having conversations with Abraham. This is quite a common scenario that we see in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪里面我们可以看到就是亚伯拉罕呢跟神是经常是有对话的、啊、这其实已经是在创世纪里面我们很看得很明白的一个状态。
Yeah, and also the Bible tells us, for example, in Acts 7:53, it would tell us about how angels came down to teach people in the Old Testament.
我们在使徒行传里面呢也看见就是神或天使他们跟很多的人都有对话。
So God had different ways of teaching people even before they had a written Bible.
所以我们知道呢神有很多种方法来教导他的这个门徒啊，他的信徒，即使那时候可有一些时候根本还没有完整的圣经可以看。
Yeah, and for Abraham, somehow, we don't know, but somehow he had heard about the future Jerusalem.
而我们不知道是怎么样，但是呢，很明显的，亚伯拉罕他有听到未来将会有的耶路撒冷城。
Okay, and that's why you see in Hebrews 11:10, it says, He looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
所以在这个希伯来书十一章十节，他说呢，因为他等候那座有坚固根基的城，就是神所设计、所建造的。
Now, he didn't know when that was going to come, but he thought it was going to come very soon, because that's why he was always living in tents. He never built a house.And he was very wealthy, actually. He could have built a city, really, if he wanted to. But he put his trust in God and said, I will wait for the city that God makes for me.
而因为呢，这个亚伯拉罕相信将会有这个未来的坚固城，所以呢，他就一直呢都是住在帐篷里。其实亚伯拉罕算是蛮有钱的人了，他大可以为自己盖一个房子。或盖很多房子，但他却一直在等待神为他所设计建造的那个未来的坚固城，所以他就一直都没有去盖房子，而是住在他的帐篷里。
Now the city that the writer is talking about here, and that's the city that Abraham was looking forward to, is Jerusalem.
而这个所谓的坚固城呢，就是这个亚伯拉罕在期待的坚固城，就是后来的耶路撒冷。
But it's not the Jerusalem that was, there was actually a Jerusalem, even in the time of Abraham, there's a small city there called Salem. Shalem means peace. But then the city expanded and then it changed its name to Jerusalem. And later that became a big city and then that became the city of the temple of God.
好，那在当时呢，亚伯拉罕所在的那个时期啊，其实耶路撒冷城还不叫耶路撒冷，还叫做一个叫 peace， 叫平安 Salem 的一个城市。亚伯拉罕是以为这个未来的坚固城是很快就会出现的，他没有想到是他死后很久才建立。
Yeah, and then later, of course, once the Jews come from Egypt, and then they establish themselves in the land of Canaan.And then eventually the city of Jerusalem is built up and it becomes like the capital city of the Jewish, of Israel. When Saul became king, that's when it became the capital city.
而这个耶路撒冷城呢实际上真的被建造起来、啊、是从这个摩西带着犹太人从埃及出来然后经过了整个各种征战在这个迦南平原最后才落脚哈，当这个扫罗还有大卫他们当王的时候，才让这耶路撒冷城成为他们以色列的首都。
Remember that Solomon built the temple, and they had the Ark of the Covenant, and the Lord was in the city. The Lord dwelled in the city.
而当然啦，还要等待这个所罗门建造了圣殿啊，然后才让这个神可以在圣殿里居住，也就是说神住进驻了这个城市。
And so Jerusalem is the holy city of God on the earth.
所以呢，耶路撒冷自从神进驻了，它就成为了这个圣城，也是在这个世界上的唯一的圣城。
And it's the only holy city on the earth. There is no other holy place on the earth.
而这唯一的圣城，在世上唯一的圣城就在耶路撒冷，已经没有另外第二个了。
Now, a lot of religious people, they like to say, well, you know, the Vatican for the Catholics, that's their holy city. And then the Muslim people, they have all their holy places. And the Buddhist people in Thailand, almost, you know, every time you have a temple, they say, this is a holy place.
但是其他的宗教呢，比如说天主教会说罗马是他们的这个圣城，然后伊斯兰是说 where is the holy city?
Well, they have a lot of holy places, but the main ones they have is Mecca. That's where they have every year they go on their pilgrimage, the Hajj to Mecca. And then there's Medina, I think is another place. That's where Muhammad was born. And then they even say Jerusalem is one of the holy cities of Islam.
Ting 的意思是说，其实他的宗教呢，他们其实会命他们的圣城很多个圣城啊，就像这个伊斯兰教，他们最大的圣城是麦加，但是像穆罕默德出生的地方也被称之为圣城，然后这个耶路撒冷他们也称之为圣城。那如果以佛教来讲，那个泰国他们在很多地方只要一建立了一个庙宇，就说那里是一个圣城。
Yeah, but again, there was only one holy place, and that is Jerusalem. And even now for the church age, Jerusalem is not really holy because there's no temple of God there, and God is not dwelling in the temple.
但是我们就算说这个耶路撒冷是圣城了，但是因为现在这个圣殿已经不在耶路撒冷了，所以上帝也没有进驻在耶路撒冷。所以在目前来讲，就是所谓的教会时期，耶路撒冷已经不是我们基督徒的圣城。
Remember, because Jesus Christ, he now indwells in every believer. The Holy Spirit makes our body a temple, and then Jesus Christ indwells in our body. So now, really, there's no holy city, but there's holy believers. We are the dwelling place of Jesus Christ.
虽然我们说我们基督徒已经没看在世界上看不到一个地方是圣城，因为神没有进驻在哪里，但是呢，神却进驻在我们的身，基督徒的身上，基督徒的心里，所以实际上我们是没有圣城那样的一个地理性的地方，但却是有圣徒，我们每一个基督徒他让基督可以进驻在我们心里的，我们都可以成为圣徒。
At first, we saw through the Old Testament, we saw that Jesus Christ, he would indwell in the tabernacle, that was the tent, and he would dwell over the ark of the meeting.
我们曾经讲过这个帐幕这个字，这个帐幕叫 tabernacle。在这个摩西时代，他们出了埃及以后，他们就一直有帐幕，然后带着约柜，让神与他们同行。
Yeah, and at that time, Jesus Christ, he was the, or he is the Shekinah glory. If you remember this word here as well, it's very important. And Shekinah is from the Hebrew word shakan, which means to dwell.
我们要注意这个希伯来文的一个字啊，就是 Shekinah, 也就是 shakan。这个动词的话是 shakan, 这个 shakan 就是进驻的意思。
Yeah, and actually the word tabernacle is translated from the word mishkan. So the word tent, it's we call cognate word.
So tabernacle is English, it's not the Hebrew?
That's right.
所谓的帐幕 tabernacle 其实是英文字，也就是帐，就是帐篷的意思，就是跟英文字的 tent 是同一个意思。那但是实际上希伯来文的这个帐幕就是 Mishkan.
The first time we see the word is in Exodus 25:9, and English they translate as tabernacle.
好，我们第一次看到这个帐幕这个字呢， Shakan 这个字是在出埃及记25:9，就是看到帐幕这个字，后来就是把它翻译成 Tabernacle 这个帐幕。
The word is actually Mishakan, so you have, they add something to the beginning, and that makes it a noun. The verb there is Shakan, but as a noun we say Mishakan.
Noun is Mishakan.
That's what they translate as tabernacle.
Shakan 是一个动词，是进驻，那 Mishakan 就是，是原来的希伯来文的会幕帐幕。
Yeah, but it really just means tent, it's a place to live.
基本上就是一个帐篷，是可以住居住的帐篷。
Okay, so the Shekinah glory, which means Jesus Christ in his glory, he used to live in that tent in the Holy of Holies.
所以 Shekinah glory 指的就是神居住的帐幕，是一个非常神圣、光芒四射、光耀的一个帐幕。
Okay, and then when they built the temple, that was in the time of Solomon, then they put the Ark of the Covenant, went into the temple. Ark of the, you know the Ark of the Covenant? You remember that, the box with the angels on the top, right?
当这个所罗门他建造了整个圣殿呢，他就把这个约柜放进了这个圣殿里面。
And then later the temple was destroyed, of course, and even the ark was destroyed as well.
之后呢，我们都知道这个整个圣殿被毁了，那同时这个约柜也被毁了。Some people say it's missing.
Really, if it was missing, I think God would say it was missing, but it was never heard of again in the Bible. And we think what happened is that the Babylonians, when they came in, they took the gold and then they just melted the gold down for whatever purpose. Because they were probably being cursed. If they took the whole ark, they would be really cursed. You know, people would be dying all over the place. The thing is, it hasn't been found. We really don't know. Maybe it'll come back one day, but that's only speculation.
好，我们在讲说那个圣殿被毁的时候呢，约柜是被偷了还是被毁？圣经后来都没有再提到，所以大家也不知道约柜现在是怎么样，但是有可能已经被毁了。
Yeah, but ever since that time, the Shekinah glory, meaning Jesus Christ and his glory, he has never dwelt in a temple again.
所以在这个圣殿被毁，这个约柜不见的这个同时呢，这个所谓会幕的荣光，这个光荣荣光哈，就已经不在这个圣殿，或者不在耶路撒冷。
And then we have the next event which happens with the Shekinah glory is when you have the first advent. And the word advent means the coming of the king.
The first coming of the king?
The word advent means the king is coming or the king has come.
Mm-hmm.
And the first advent was when Jesus Christ came the first time.
好，然后当这个圣殿毁了之后呢，接下来就是王的第一次的到来，那讲的就是耶稣的到来。
Okay. And for example, like you had in Isaiah 7:14, he said, the virgin will give birth to a child, and then his name will be Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
在以赛亚书7:14里面讲到说，这个将会有一个小孩被生出来，那他的名字好叫做以马内利，那就是神与我们同与我同在的意思。
Yeah, or you have, for example, in John 1:14, it says the Word became flesh.
然后在约翰福音1:14里面就说，神的话，神的道将会变成一个肉体。
This, of course, is talking about Jesus Christ.He's the God-man, but as God, he comes down to earth and he takes on the form of a man. And he is with us. So the Shekinah glory is with us.
整个意思就是说神会让他的儿子成降生，然后也就是说这个原本会幕的荣光就会变成跟我们人类在一起。
And then when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, after he went to heaven,From the day of Pentecost, then you have the beginning of the church age.
而之后呢，当耶稣上了十字架去，死后又复活，然后到了这个圣灵，五旬节， 啊的时候呢，他等于是他已经离开人间，然后就也就开始了所谓的教会时期，那就是当这个所谓的圣灵进驻在我们基督徒。
Okay. And then what happens is from that day at the beginning of the church age, now we are indwelled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit makes your body a temple for Jesus Christ.
就是从这个五旬节开始呢，就是这个我们的教会时期开始了，也就是呢，所有的基督徒呢，他们就会得到圣灵进驻，就是等于是圣灵与我们同在，圣灵也就是基督在我们里面。
Okay, that relates to the doctrine of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那这也就是所谓的五旬节那一天，大家还记得哈，就是他们都得到了圣灵的洗礼。
And then you have words that Paul likes to use a lot. He says Christ in you. So he's talking about Christ indwelling in you. He's the Shekinah glory, the dwelling glory.He's in all believers in the church age.
所以保罗很喜欢讲说这个基督啊在你里面，在你的里面，那这就是整个圣灵在我进驻，然后也是所谓的圣灵的荣光进驻在我。
Here's an example. This is in Colossians 1:27.
哥林多前书一章二十七节就有说。
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery, the church age was a mystery for the Old Testament believers, among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
好，在这一段的这个圣经里面讲说呢，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Okay, and I'll just give you another verse. There's a lot of other verses, but you know, that's not our subject for today. But like in 1 Corinthians 3:16, yeah, this is a good verse to use. It says, Do you not know you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? So you're the temple, you become the holy temple.
另外一段就是说，哥林多前书三章十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
If you want to know more about that, we have the doctrine about the baptisms, the seven baptisms, and that's on the website.
如果想要多了解这个神的进驻呢，可以大家进到我们的这个网站里面去读有关七种洗礼。里面就会提得更清楚。
You know, we become the holy temple for the church age. There is no temple in Jerusalem, but we are the temple. So we are the holy place on the earth for this time of history.
好，所以呢，在这个教会时期，就是我们这个时候呢，我们每一个人，一个基督徒，就是神进驻的殿。我们已经不需要这个一个所谓建筑物的一个圣殿，我们是每一个人都是一个圣殿。
Now that's quite an important concept that you have to think about, is that you are the holy place, and that God, the Son, Jesus Christ, is in you.
所以我们要很清楚，就是说我们其实已经是那个圣殿了，所以耶稣基督就在我们里面。
And God, the Holy Spirit, is in you. We just saw that verse in 1 Corinthians 3:16.
而哥林多前书三章十六节很清楚的说呢，这个圣灵就进驻在我们里面，所以我们是与圣灵同在的。
And actually, just to complete the concept, we actually have in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, it tells us that God the Father is in us as well.
而我们如果看一下
Ephesians 4:6, sorry.
是以弗所书的四章六节。
Okay, now the context here is believers. Paul is talking to believers only, so he's not talking about the unbelievers.
好，这边呢是保罗在跟这些信徒们说，他不是在跟非基督徒说，他是在跟基督徒说。
Yeah, actually in Ephesians 4:5, he says that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
在以弗所书的四章五节的这个经句其实是说的一主一信一喜。
Okay, and the baptism, of course, is there's many kinds of baptism, but the only baptism that's relevant or that's important for salvation is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
而这边所讲的就是虽然受洗有好多种但是呢真正可以得到救恩的这个洗礼呢是圣灵的洗礼。
Yeah, so from this verse, obviously we're talking about people who have believed in Jesus Christ.
所以我们从这一句能知道他这个是在谈的是相信耶稣基督的信徒。
And when he talks about the baptism, and he talks about other verses in the Bible, he's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which makes your body a temple for Jesus Christ.
所以这边的这个一洗，就一种受洗，也就是圣灵的洗礼呢，它可以让我们的人就变成了圣灵可以进驻的地方，我们就成为了圣殿。
We become one with Jesus.
所以我们就是与基督在一起。
And that's an eternal relationship which will never finish, which will never stop.
而这是一个就是耶稣的圣以及圣灵的进驻呢 是永恒的是完全不会因为任何原因而改变的。
So for the people that understood the doctrine of baptism, you would see in Ephesians 4:5 that God is saying, the Holy Spirit is in you and Jesus Christ is in you.
所以呢以弗所书四章五节就是很清楚地告诉我们圣灵与我们同在而且耶稣基督与我们同在。
Yeah, but you'd have to understand the doctrine of the baptism of the Holy Spirit to understand what he's talking about. I mean, even in the Hebrew, it's just two words. It just says one baptism, but you have to know what the baptism means.
好，所以我们必须要理解啊，什么叫做这个圣灵的洗礼？这个唯一的洗礼是指的圣灵的洗礼。
See, some people think like, you know, the one baptism, I think you just have to go into water one time or something. And it's not talking about the water baptism.
那有些人看到这一句经句一主一信一洗会以为说哦，一生就是只要做一次的这个水的洗礼啊，就是基督徒的那个受洗典礼。但其实这边所讲的这一洗完全指的是圣灵的洗礼，不是用水的那个洗礼的礼节。
If you understand the real baptism, the one baptism he's talking about, then you know, okay, now I have Jesus in me and I have the Holy Spirit in me.
所以当你理解了这个一洗指的是圣灵的洗礼，就是而不是那个水洗的典礼，那你就会理解当你相信了耶稣基督的时候呢，圣灵跟耶稣就进驻在我们的心中。
And then people might say, well, what about God the Father?
那有人就会说了，那天父呢？天父在哪？
Well, Paul writes in the next verse, he says there is one Father, one God and Father of all who is above all. And we're talking about all believers. It's not all unbelievers, because you know, Paul is talking about believers here. And he's through all and in you all.
好，接下来呢，以弗所书四章六节呢，保罗就讲了有关天父呢，他说神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。所以他也将我们的天父是在我们心中，是在这边也就指明。
But again, remember the context. We're only talking about believers, not the unbelievers. Because some unbelievers might say, "See, look, God is in me too."
但是要注意哦，这边所说的众人是指的是所有的信徒。不要以为有一些那个非基督徒他说哦，你看天父也在我的心中啊，也在我里面啊，但其实这边指的是凡是相信耶稣基督的信徒天父才会进驻。
Yeah, but Jesus actually pointed out that if you're an unbeliever, you're a child of Satan, you're not a child of God.
其实耶稣就很清楚的讲说，如果你不是相信耶稣基督的，你就是撒旦的孩子。
Anyway, so what we do see is that because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, the Shekinah glory, and also we have the indwelling of God the Father, we are the holy place for the church age.
所以在这个教会时期呢，我们就很清楚了，这个圣灵、基督以及天父都进驻在我们心中。
You know, you have a lot of unbelievers and they like to go to holy places. When I was in the Philippines, the Muslims, once a year, they would all get on a ship and they would go to Manila from Bohol, where I was staying. And then from Manila, they fly on a plane all the way to Mecca. And they have the Muslims say you have to do that once in a lifetime. But every year at the time of Ramadan, I think it was, you have many, many Muslims. They're traveling, all, you know, very poor people. They saved all their money so they could go from the Philippines to the holy place of Islam to worship their God.
King 在讲说他，因为他过去每年也都会去菲律宾啊去做传教的工作、教学的工作。那他就发现呢，这些那边有很多穆斯林的人呢，他们每一年都会看到有很多的人，即使很穷很穷，他还是花他毕生的积蓄啊去到城里，然后去坐飞机要去麦加朝拜，因为他们有一个规定啊，就是穆斯林一辈子一定至少要有一次去麦加做朝圣。
Yeah, they were going to the holy place, and they say you have to do that at least one time in a lifetime because that's Allah's will for you.
所以呢，所以他们的说法就是阿拉对所有的穆斯林有一个规定，就是你的人生中必定要到圣城，就是麦加圣城去做一次朝拜，至少。
Yeah, and they go to Mecca, and then they go to that big temple there. I guess like a temple, like a big mosque. And they would walk around in circles. I'll show you the picture. I'll find something on Google here. Okay, so this is Mecca. And yeah, they all go to Mecca, and then they sit in this box. But inside here, there's the asteroid is in there, and they worship this thing.
What do you see inside?
The asteroid I was talking about.
Oh.他们，你看到、哦、这张图的中间有一个盒子啊，然后四周的人是一圈一圈非常整齐的在跪拜。那盒子里面好像是有一个石头，他们是在朝拜那个石头。
But the fact is, you know, people think this is a holy place.
这就是大家可以看到他们所谓的这个圣地。
And then, like, there's a lot of Buddhists. I meet a lot of Buddhists here, and they have these very holy places in Thailand. You know, some temples are holy, but then other temples are more holy than others because they say there's more power or something in those temples. And so people go on trips around these temples. We call it a pilgrimage.
就是很多很多在他们这些其他的宗教里面的那种圣城、圣地或圣殿，到处都是啊。那他们都会变成是。这些人他们去朝拜的地方。
Yeah, but the fact is that you know, you could say to these people, if you want to come to a holy place, you come and see me because I am very holy. I have God is dwelling in me.
就说如果我们去看他们这些其他宗教都要去圣地朝拜的话，那我们每一个基督徒都是圣人，都是也可以被朝拜的。
Yeah, you can say, you can bow down to me, and then it's like you're worshipping God.
所以你可以变成任何一个人，基督徒像 Tim 就可以说，哦，你们可应该来，我很神圣，你们可以来朝拜我了。
Okay, well, actually, what's better is to say to them, if you want to be a holy place, you just believe in Jesus Christ, and you don't need to go to Mecca, and you don't need to go around all these temples. You become holy because God will be in you.
所以呢，最主要的说法就是，你如果想要成圣，在基督徒的道理里，就是相信耶稣基督，你就是可以有圣灵，还有圣子，还有圣父的进驻，那你就是成圣的一个人。那你其实是不需要去任何像麦加、什么耶路撒冷任何地方去朝拜的。
Yeah, but getting back to the dispensations, they didn't have a temple ever since 70 AD. So just after the time that Jesus Christ was here and Jesus went to heaven, and then after that time, there's no more temple. And actually, Jerusalem was destroyed and the Jews were scattered around the earth.
好，大家看一下这张图啊，就是当耶稣基督上十字架之后呢的70年，就是应该说主后七十年，就是西元七十年的时候，这个整个圣殿就被完全的这个毁坏，然后从那时候开始就已经没有圣殿圣城。那教会时代开始呢，就是圣灵已经进驻在我们每一个基督徒里面。
Yeah, and during the church age, there's no temple of God in Israel.
所以在这个教会时代呢，就没有一个圣城、圣殿，已经没有神啊进驻在圣殿里的状况。
So after the rapture, you have the tribulation, and that's when Satan will build a false temple. There'll be a false worship taking place at the temple to attract all the Jews back to Israel.
而在七年，就是当这个教会被提之后，就是七年大灾难的开始。好，那那个时候呢，会有一个撒旦所用的这个假的这个弥赛亚。好，他会在耶路撒冷，然后要所有的犹太人都回去朝拜他。
So that's not the true temple, and again, even still in the age of Israel, it's not really the true city. It's not going to be the holy city.
所以即使是在那个时候，就是七年大灾难的那个时候呢，耶路撒冷仍然不能称之为圣城、圣殿。
Yeah, until Jesus Christ comes back, and that's where we have the word here, second advent. Advent means the coming of the king, and this will be the second time he comes. But this time the Jewish people will accept him. They will accept him as their king.
然后呢，接下来呢，就是七年大灾难的，就是快要完结的时候呢，也就是耶稣基督要再临的时候，也就是那时候的这些犹太人呢，他们会终于接受耶稣基督是那个真正宇宙的王。
And they will accept him as their savior as well. See, these people will be believers in Jesus Christ, and they understand that he's the savior and he's the king.
好，所以呢，这个时候呢，就是耶稣再次降临的时候呢，以色列人他们不只相信了耶稣基督他是弥赛亚，是他们的王，同时呢，也相信他是救赎者，是来拯救他们的那个人，所以他是相信了，完全的相信耶稣基督。
And these people, you know, they'll be saying Hosanna. We saw that last week, how Hosanna means please deliver us now, save us now.
所以我们还记得前两次课在讲 Hosanna, 就是何塞纳何塞纳，那他在讲拯救我们吧，拯救我们吧。
And that's what we saw from Psalms 118, verse 25.
也就是我们在讲诗篇的118篇诗篇的25节，就在讲这个事。
Now, when Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to destroy the enemies of Israel, and then they're going to build a new Jerusalem.
而当耶稣基督再度回来的时候呢，他会把所有的以色列的仇敌全部都杀光。而且同时会重建耶路撒冷。
Where I was making a mistake in the past is I was teaching that there's going to be the two Jerusalems. You have the big promised land for Abraham, and you have the capital city Jerusalem on the earth. And I was also talking about the capital of the city of Jerusalem that they have floating in the sky.
我们之前呢听他讲这一段的时候呢，他说这个会有一个实体的这个圣城，就是在耶路撒冷会重建，同时呢会有一个在天上的新耶路撒冷城。
Yeah, and I was actually getting confused. Either I forgot or I hadn't been taught properly or I never studied. I have to apologize for that because I was mixing up my dispensations.
好，那但是他现在要解释这一段的说法有一些问题，因为他有一点点弄混，但是他现在要解释那个最正确的版本出来。
Yeah, and actually, so in the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot more study about that, and then now it's become more clear to me. There was some notes of the kernel I hadn't seen before, and then when I was reading them, I realized that I need to teach the thing again, teach the subject again.
在过去几个礼拜呢，那个听很认真的在研究这个问题，然后也发现有一些上校牧师的笔记他没读到过的，他现在有了完整的了解，所以他觉得应该要再重新讲一次有关第二个耶路撒冷的事。
The Jerusalem that I was talking about, you see, I've given you pictures like this, for example. This happens after the end of the universe, when God makes a new universe and a new heavens, a new earth, and there'll be a new Jerusalem.The floating Jerusalem that we see in the sky, that's going to happen after the end of human history. So even after the great white throne judgment at the very end of history, then he's destroying the universe we have now, and he makes a new universe.
Oh, 我们要了解就是说当这个大白宝座的这个审判之后呢，整个世界都会毁掉。好，这个神会让会重新建造一个新的世界跟新的耶路撒冷。那现在我们所看到的这张图就是新耶路撒冷的城。
Yeah, now this is the Jerusalem that is made by God. See, God is going to make this, not man. This is made directly by God himself.
而这个耶路撒冷城呢，是不是人工可以打造的？这是神直接。
Yeah, now we probably won't have enough time for today, but in the next week we can, maybe Saturday, you have a time on Saturday for the class?
Right, yes.
Okay, so on Saturday I'll describe more about this, but just for now I want you to remember that Abraham was looking forward to the city that God was going to make. So this was the city that he'd been told about.
我们还记得我刚刚说亚伯拉罕一直在期待这个上帝所建造的坚固城，而这个在未来神要建造的这个金碧辉煌的坚固城，就是亚伯拉罕所在期待的。
Now there is a Jerusalem which we're going to see in the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, but this is a different Jerusalem which is going to be on the earth.
而我们讲到这个耶稣再来的时候呢，他会有一千年在人类最后的历史啊，有一千年的由耶稣基督所掌权管理的这个世界。那那个时候所建的这个重建的耶路撒冷是实体的，在以色列啊那边的这个耶路撒冷城是在地球上的耶路撒冷城是不一样的，跟上帝所天父所建的那一个未来的是不一样的一个城。
Yeah, and so there's a lot of verses that actually talk about this one. An interesting verse in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5 says that there's going to be a wall of fire around the city of Jerusalem. Zechariah 2 chapter 2 verse 5.
我们看一下撒加利亚书的二章五节。
He actually mentions in that, that he says that there was a wall of fire around the city.
他在讲到说这个整个他有一个先知性预言看到就是整个城市是被一圈火给围绕着。
Okay, that's just one of the characteristics of the Jerusalem, but this, you know, this, again, this is on the ground. This is in Israel after Jesus Christ comes back and the city will be made. You know, people will have to make the city. This is not from God, but God will put the ring of fire around the city.
这个当耶稣再来的时候，这边撒加利亚书的二章在提到耶稣再来的时候呢，这个还是由人所建的这个耶路撒冷城，天父会把整个城用一圈火给围绕起来。
Okay, this is during the millennium. This way, again, you have to recognize there's two Jerusalems. It's going to be the Jerusalem on the ground for the millennium, and then after the world is finished, then you have the Jerusalem coming from the sky, the one that God makes.
所以我们要知道就是说在千禧年的时候呢，这个人呢是会在实体的地球耶路撒冷那边盖重建耶路撒冷城，然后天父会将火围一圈，然后之后呢一百年后就一千年，对不起，千禧年嘛，一千年的这个耶稣掌权在世界上的这一千年后呢，整个地球是会被毁掉，然后天父会重新再建一个由天父直接创建的新耶路撒冷城市在宇宙之间。
Anyway, I think we sort of run out of time for today, so I think we'll stop there, and then I can give you some more verses about that next on Saturday.
好，我们这今天的时间有点短哈，不太够，但是我们在下就是礼拜六的时候，我们会继续再把这个主题再讲得更详细，也会把一些金句给大家。
Okay, good. Okay, so we'll see you all again on Saturday, is that right? At 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 我们星期六的早上十点再继续。
Okay, let's bow our heads now.
我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the study that we've been able to understand more clearly about the holy city of Jerusalem and how we too are holy in you.
感谢天父教对我们的教导，让我们知道有所谓的圣城，而我们的身体就是因着耶稣基督在我们里面而成圣。
We give thanks for the great privilege that you've given to us to become the holy temples of God during the church age.
我们感谢天父，让我们在这个教会时期，让我们的身体成为这个圣地。
Like Abraham, we look forward to the eternal Jerusalem.
我们就如同这个亚伯拉罕一样，我们都在期待着那种永远的耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
But before that time, we also look forward every day to being able to glorify you.
在这之前，我们也期待着我们每一天都能以我们的生命来荣耀你。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, see you all again.
好，我们星期六见。